Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ, and in studio with me right now is Sherry and Mikayla from Pensacola Humane Society. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So, first of all, it's Frisky Friday, and I see you have a fuzzy little friend over there.
I do. We have Aladdin with us today. He's about 2 months old, and we actually found him up at the fire station that is by our building. And the doctors suspect that he got hit by a car because he has a head tilt, which he's probably going to have the rest of his life. And they found a little scarring on his eye, but he is perfectly playful, as you can see. Very, very soft. He loves to cuddle. He loves kisses.
Most of the time, all you hear is a big old purr coming out of him. You walk into the room he is in, and that is the first thing you hear is he just starts purring and starts making biscuits.
I mean, he's not now because I have him in a harness. He's not thrilled with, but we're training so that you could walk outside with him.
Yeah. Who's the ideal family for him?
Anybody, really. He is a good boy. He's so young that he would kind of fit in anywhere he kind of goes. He's super docile. He loves to snuggle. I'm sure he'll get a little bit more energy the little older he gets, but right now he just wants to be in your arms, just wants to snuggle. He makes biscuits. He purrs all day, and then when he does play, it's kind of funny because he does have that little head tilt, so he'll get to playing, get to going, then all of a sudden he'll kind of fall over, and then he'll get back going, and like nothing ever phases him.
He's very sweet.
That is awesome. So if people want to come see him?
Yes, he is available for a foster to adopt right now. He is going to be getting neutered this upcoming Tuesday. So then after that, he will be completely available for adoption. But if you are interested in Mr. Aladdin here, you can come on down to the Pensacola Humane Society at 5 North Q Street. And he is there for a foster to adopt.
All right. How is he with other pets, like other cats?
So we are unsure right now because he was isolated for a little bit because we were unsure if the head tilt was something that was a medical condition that could have been treated or if something was contagious. So now that we've kind of established that it's not contagious and it's just kind of some trauma going on, we're going to start doing that now.
All right, perfect. So make sure you adopt them.
Yes.
All right. So once again, we're talking about Barktoberfest. That is coming up quicker than you think.
It sure is. Barktoberfest is coming up Sunday, October 27th. It'll be 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Civil Square. It's in a really, really pretty location. There's a whole bunch of pretty trees in that area with plenty of shade for the day. There will be prize contests for I know they're doing small dog races, best trick, owner lookalike costume contest. We'll have food trucks. We'll have a beverage tent. We'll have face painting, a photo booth, a petting zoo. We'll have three different adoption arenas. It'll just be a fun for the whole family to come down to. You can bring your pets. You can bring your cat, your dog, whatever you feel comfortable bringing. Come on down. Bring your family and friends. We'd love to have you guys.
So it's a pet-friendly event. People can take their pets for a drive.
It is. Actually, a lot of them dress their dogs up in costumes, so it's a lot of fun. Even if you don't want to go out there and participate, just going down there. If you don't even have animals and you just want to see a lot of cool animals dressed up in costumes, get involved with animals within the community, it's just a lot of fun. So you don't even have to have a pet to come down to Barktoberfest.
So I know kids go trick-or-treating. Is there going to be trick-or-treating for the dogs, little treats for them?
Oh, there will be plenty of treats around. Your dogs will not be withheld from any type of treats on that day.
Nice. And this is a fundraiser for Pensacola Humane Society?
Yes.
All right. So it'll support your operations throughout the course of the year?
Yes. The donations go to Pensacola Humane Society. Those donations kind of help us feed the pets within the shelter, get them the necessary equipment they need, harnesses, leashes, medical care. All of those donations kind of proceed to that.
You mentioned a little bit about the contest, the best costume, best trick, that sort of stuff. What are the prizes that people
walk away
with?
So we have been working with places like Petland and other animal organizations around the community, and they're kind of making little kind of gift bags. I'm sure there'll be like leashes in there, some dog treats, animal-related prizes, so prizes that are catered more towards your pet.
Okay. Sponsorship still available?
Yes. So if you are interested in being a sponsor or a vendor at Barktoberfest, just reach out to our email at barktoberfest@pensacolahumane.org. And you can actually hop on pensacolahumane.org and see plenty of information about Barktoberfest. If you go onto the main homepage and just scroll down, it's one of the big main posters you see when you go down.
All right. Any sponsors that you want to highlight as part of the event right now?
I couldn't exactly name drop them. other workers at work have the big list of all the all the main
people. I'm noticing ice flyers are part of this.
Yes, I think I can click into it. Let me see.
There might be some on the bottom of the
page. It looks like the ice flyers are going to be helping. Milton Animal Hospital is a sponsor. Cat Country is a sponsor. You guys are also a sponsor. ESPN Pensacola. We've got Extreme, VERC, which is Veterinarian Emergency Referral Center, Fishbean Orthodontics. We've got East Hill Animal Hospital, Pensacola Lighthouse and Marine Museum, Cozy Corner Grooming and Boarding. We've got quite a few sponsors out, and we are very blessed to have them.
That is awesome. And you mentioned the petting zoo there. So what kind of animals are at the petting zoo?
I think it'll be little tiny small farm animals, maybe like a miniature horse, miniature goats, some little donkeys, maybe some rabbits, just some little type of furry farm friends that your kids can come play with and they're not too big to be intimidated by.
I'm going to go play with them myself.
Me too.
There's also canine demonstration. Who's leading that?
I am not sure who's leading that, but I do know, I think it might be one of the sheriff's stations.
I thought that,
so I think they'll be putting on a little show kind of. So we'll get more information, more in-depth information on what exactly is going to entail and all the little events going on there as we kind of continue and get closer to Barktoberfest.
Sure. So I know that fostering pets is a big focus for the Pensacola Humane Society. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yes. Yeah, so we always can use fosters. Fosters allow us to take in more animals because we can only house a certain amount of animals at the shelter on site. So when we get fosters, it allows us to get a bigger amount of numbers in our system. So fosters are super important. If you want to become a foster, it's super easy. You just hop on the website. There's a foster tab. You'll click it, and under that foster section, it will send you to a foster application. You fill out that foster application, and then our foster coordinator will reach out to you. We provide everything that you will need when you have an animal in foster, whether it's a cat, kitten, dog, or puppy. We'll provide all the things that you will need: food bowls, leashes, harnesses, beds, toys, any medical care treatment that they need while they're in your care, we will provide all of that.
And how long is a fostering timeline?
There isn't really a timeline for fostering. So sometimes you'll get a litter of kittens that are just born, so you'll be able to foster them throughout their whole time until they'll be ready to be brought into the shelter to be altered. Of course, you'll bring them in for foster appointments to get vaccines and stuff while they're in your care during that time. But if you take a dog home, we do like to say about 2 weeks if you're just wanting to foster and you don't plan on adopting. That way it gives multiple animals the opportunity. So if you're interested in fostering dogs, for instance, if you want to pick one up for 2 weeks and then switch them out with another one, so it gives another pet an opportunity to kind of get out and experience the normal life.
Mm-hmm. But you can't adopt your foster.
You sure can. Foster fails are actually very common. And then when you do foster fail, we waive that adoption fee. So.
Nice. How old do you need to be to become a foster?
You do have to be 18 years old, but if you are under 18, you can always convince your parents or your guardian to go ahead and take you down there, and we'll help you find a pet that way too.
Okay. Do people need to live in Escambia County, or can they be surrounding county residents?
No. So fostering, we do kind of like them to stay, be in the area close enough to come back for foster appointments to make sure that they get updated on all their vaccines and dewormers and any kind of treatment that they are getting in our care. So we do like our fosters to kind of be a little bit closer to home. But if you are adopting, it does not matter where you're from, because the animal is ready to go at that point. So you are good to adopt them at that time. It doesn't matter where you're from.
Wonderful. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. As the leader in identity theft protection, LifeLock reminds you to update your passwords. Using the same password across multiple accounts makes you vulnerable to cyber criminals. Updating your passwords is only one way to help protect yourself. For comprehensive identity theft protection, you need LifeLock. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes issues that arise. Start protecting your identity today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest today. It is Frisky Friday, and the Pensacola Humane Society is in studio with me, and we have Aladdin with us as well. Tell us once again about Aladdin.
Aladdin is a two-month-old. He was found by the fire station. That's by our facility. The doctors seem to think that he's probably gotten hit by a car. He has a head tilt that's most likely permanent, but it has not stopped him at all from being able to play. He's able to snuggle. He gives kisses. Sometimes I steal kisses. It's just how it goes. But he is perfect. He normally is purring. I would hold him up, but he has a harness on today. He's very mad at me. So this is his first day in a harness, or else you'd be able to hear him purring from there. So
he's very adorable. I just saw him pat at the microphone.
Yeah, he is super sweet. He just is very loving. I mean, I love this cat. If I didn't have a dog that doesn't get along with other kittens, I would take him myself. But
Aladdin is quite the star at our shelter at the moment. He is a fan favorite.
That is awesome. So was he found by a passerby, or how did he?
One of our workers. Our
lawn care worker was actually mowing the yard, and he kept hearing a kitten cry. So he grabbed one of our staff members and was like, "Hey, can you help me locate this meow?" And at that time, his eyes were kind of crusty, and he couldn't see anything. So he was just kind of laying there, spinning in circles, just crying. So we picked him up and got him the medical care he needed. And it's taken about a week, and he's bounced back, and he is just absolutely thriving. He is a happy boy. Even when we picked him up right there off the ground, he started purring instantly. He is so resilient. He is not mad at the world at all. He is very forgiving of whatever happened to him. He is a very happy boy.
Are there any tips for people who might be out in the community and they see an animal in distress? Any tips that you want to provide to them about when to...
It's kind of hard to say. A lot of times, you know, the moms will move kittens from one spot to the next when she thinks that the previous spot is no longer safe. So it's kind of hard to say. We try to have everybody just, like, keep an eye on them for 4 to 5 hours. I mean, obviously, if it's in a street, move it off to the side. You know, but just somewhere where the mom can find it. Then after, if they don't pick, you know, the mom doesn't come back by then that's when you're going to start, like, okay, maybe this kitten has been, you know, abandoned. And at that time, then you can just try to look up rescues. You can go on your computer and put Pensacola, you know, animal rescues, and there's a whole list that pop up.
And I always say, if you find a litter of kittens, most likely their mom is going to come back. So if you are worried about it and it's been a couple hours and you haven't seen anything, I always recommend putting like a little circle of baby powder around them. That way, if mom comes through, you can see mom's foot tracks from that spot. So you know that mom is coming back and kind of give you a peace of mind. We do recommend leaving them because most of the time you take their chances of survival from their mom away down like to 50% once they're away from their mom. So they're not as likely to survive once they get pulled away from their mom. So we do try to say leave them until they're old enough. If they do kind of approach you and they're at that age where they're eating soft or hard food, then you can kind of rescue them at that time.
So should the people themselves rescue, or should they call you to come out and rescue?
So it really kind of depends on the situation. If it's something that it's like a dire situation and you feel like that animal is not going to get any fat, it needs something fast, then I would go ahead and help them at that time. But otherwise, I would probably reach out to a professional so they can kind of get the right help they need.
Okay. Well, we were talking prior about Barktoberfest coming up October 27th at Seville Square. Do you need volunteers for that event at all?
Yes, we do need some more volunteers. If you are interested in volunteering for Barktoberfest, you can email Tiffany, our event coordinator. Her email is Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, at PensacolaHumane.org, and she would be happy to get you set up. You can also just go on, and if you're not already a volunteer, just go ahead and sign up to be a volunteer under the volunteer tab on our website, and that will get you that foot in the door, and then Tiffany will reach out to you and let you know if we're still needing help.
Perfect. So you do have a volunteer section on the website.
We do.
What sort of activities can people help with?
So we have plenty of activities for our volunteers to do, from walking dogs to petting cats to helping out with some dishes to just helping out with some of the cleaning, answering phone calls, just teaching dogs basic commands, walking them, making sure that they have leash manners. If there's something, even yard work, we will find something. Whatever you specialize in, we will figure out some sort of task for you to do at the Pensacola Humane Society.
And what are the benefits of becoming a volunteer?
So the benefits would just be you get to socialize these animals and you're going to help them find a forever home. The more socialization that they have and the more people they come in contact with, the more likely they are to be able to be adoptable pets. So we just recommend... I mean, just being able to help save these furry friends, I think, is really the main benefit of that.
Mm-hmm. And we use a lot of volunteers also when people come in to look at the animals. They can take them out into one of our yards that we use, and they walk them, you know, daily sometimes. So they really know all the little ins and outs for the animals. And I know I've heard them say a million times how happy they are that they were able to get that animal a home, because they were out there, they were be able to tell the potential adopter all the ins and outs, and they have, you know, we don't get to spend a ton of quality time with them every day because we're busy, so that's where the volunteers come in.
They
so
really help advocate for
they
the
really
animal.
Do. Mm-hmm. They really do.
I would imagine volunteering also allows people to develop new skills while they're helping
for
out
sure,
as well.
For sure, yeah. If you are interested in working in, like, the veterinary medicine field, I know that you always need some hours of experience under your belt. You can always volunteer to work with the animals, and that kind of gets you a little right step in that direction. Just getting some hands-on experience. If you've just wanted to work with animals and you haven't before, you kind of get some tips and tricks learned in.
Absolutely. So if people want to volunteer, once again, how do they do that?
So they go on to our website, PensacolaHumane.org, and there is a volunteer tab that you'll just click on that tab. And then once you click on that tab, you'll scroll down and it says there's a spot where if you're a current volunteer, you can log in. But the right below that is a volunteer application. You'll click that volunteer application. It's super easy. You'll fill it out. And then you will reach out to Tiffany by email, and she will help you get in that right direction. She'll start sending you online access to the orientation, and then you'll be brought in to get a mentor. Whether you're interested in working with cats or dogs, they'll set you up in the right direction.
Nice. Tell me a little bit about No Pet Left Behind. What's that initiative? Looks like people are dedicated to keeping pets in homes and out of shelters.
Yeah, so the No Pet Behind is kind of just our way. Like, we do the pet pantry, trying to provide resources to the community. It allows us to, if we can give you the resources that you need to keep your pet in home, we will. We just try to provide every resource to actually keep the animals out of the shelter. That way, because honestly, a shelter is not the ideal life for these animals. They're in a cage most of the day. They don't get much time. We leave at 4 o'clock and we don't get back till 8 in the morning. So it's just kind of it's not the best ideal life. So if we can keep the animals in their homes, that's kind of what we try to do.
Sounds good. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the beautiful sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's the Knee Deep Band, a high-energy variety show band with something to please all ages. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with the Knee Deep Band.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked a lot about the ongoing investigation into the assassination attempt against President Trump, even as he prepares to go back to the site of the shooting. Also spoke with the person who is in charge of driver's ed for Escambia County. Got a lot of questions answered about what really does take place right now with driver's ed, as Michelle Salzman is working on a proposal to make driver's ed mandatory before somebody under 18 gets a license. And who got canceled in this week's Transgressors Memorial Service? You can find out by listening to the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk and Frisky Friday. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. Sherry Mikhaila from the Pensacola Humane Society in studio with me. Also, Aladdin. He's our little furry friend today.
He is. He's our two-month-old that we found by the fire station, by our facility. They think that he was hit by a car, so he does have a little bit of a head tilt, but it does not slow him down at all, as you can see. He is just moving all the time. And he kind of was in a little rough shape when we first got him, but he has really bounced back in the last week or so, and it's just, he's perfect.
Yeah, he's a very curious little kitty.
He is.
But
he's so sweet.
Giving Mikhaila some hugs, too.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. So let's talk about adoption guidelines. What do people need to do to adopt a pet?
I mean, it's not that big of a deal. You come in and we'll show you whichever animals you're interested in. We do try to match you with what your lifestyle is like so that we can get the right animal for you. And then it's just a matter of, paying the adoption fee. You only need to have your driver's license with you. Then we'll take care of the rest. And we always give you like a little bag of food and that kind of stuff. When you get it, sometimes people are in bad need of a crate or something like that. We'll be able to provide that as well. So it's just a matter of coming on down and checking out and see which one you like.
Yeah. So families can request to meet a pet that's either at the shelter or perhaps even one that's in foster.
Yeah. So you can go on our website with the foster ones and just follow the prompts. We'll set up a time for you to meet that animal down at our shelter, which is 5 North Q Street. And then that way, if you have other dogs, that's what we ask you to bring them in so we can do a little meet and greet and make sure that everybody's going to get along great. And then make sure that, you guys are good for each other. And then away you go after that.
Mm-hmm. What do families need to bring along? Is there any sort of ID or anything like that they
have
to bring with
them? Yeah, just their driver's license. That's the only thing. And then you have to be 18 to adopt. So if you're under 18, then bring mom and dad, talk them into it.
It looks like people can also do a hold fee.
Yes, for $25, we will hold that animal for 24 hours for you. And then at the end of the 24 hours, if you don't come in, then that money is forfeited. But if you do come in, then we put that money towards the adoption fees, which is $35 for puppy.
Dog. $35 for a dog,
for
$45 for a puppy.
Oh, $45 for a puppy.
$25
okay.
For a cat.
And then $35 for a kitten.
All right. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.